Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are getting ready to do the Great Rangers Quiz Part 2. Hopefully, Kevin emailed the entire answer list to Mike so that he can,
I did not.
No, that was to you. I
dominate
saw that
email. This.
It said not for Mike, but for you.
Why would it say not for Mike on the email? That doesn't make any sense, Mike. But I did want to throw this on there. I saw this from Bill Jones earlier today. On this day in 1997, the Rangers beat the Oakland A's 10-7, and Mark Holtz said "Hello, win" column for the final time. He passed away 3 months later, having been diagnosed with leukemia. But I think all of us growing up, "Hello, win" column
yes.
meant the world to us.
Absolutely.
That was so cool when they went to the World Series.
Yes, and Nadell,
yeah,
he
Eric
said,
Nadell.
He goes, "Hello, win" column. I was like, oh my God, this is the best moment ever. So, Corey.
Hurry up and ask the question. There's food in his mouth.
Yesterday.
Sorry, I'm about to cry.
Yesterday, we went through the Dallas Morning News Rangers quiz that might have been a bit obtuse, a bit too difficult for people. I have put together a quiz for the people.
Are you saying Evan Wait. Grant is too smart for us?
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, for that random of question. I would just love, though, Corey, I know this is not the best radio situation, but does whatever you're putting, sometimes you rub it into your gums. Does it taste better when it rubs into your gums rather than like putting it on your tongue?
I am not rubbing any of this into my, it's pork rinds with Frank's Red Hot on them. And that's all I'm doing. That's all it is. It's just pork rinds, which have zero carbs and a nice high protein snack. Nice.
No cholesterol.
I'm not rubbing it into the lungs. I'm just eating it.
Okay.
And then licking my fingers.
Yeah, it looks like, though, you put it into, like, your gums, like, you know, like people put, like, chew.
Like a cocaine addict. Yes, yeah. Mike, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. My goodness. Guys,
okay,
we got 10 questions.
I got them all.
There are also multiple bonus points that will be made available. Question number one. Of all the Rangers who have played at least 200 games, who has the highest batting average in team history for their career? Is it A, Al Oliver? Is it B, Will Clark? Is it C, Julio Franco? Or is it D, Alex Rodriguez?
We just started, Mike. You can't do this already.
I don't know the answer, but I'm down to two. Do you want to answer first, Corey?
Hold on. Let me look up the answer real quick.
No, don't look up the answer.
I'll go with Al Oliver over Julio Franco.
I was going to say Al Oliver, too.
Those are my two candidates for this.
You guys both vote Al Oliver?
I think he had a .319 batting average while a Texas Ranger.
And Michael Young wasn't on the list?
No.
Then I'll go Al Oliver.
That is correct! Bassick, I think you're going to do well on this. .319 was his average. Corey, I'm going to let you answer this one first. Right. Which player has the most home runs in Rangers history? Is it A, Adrian Beltre? Is it B, Pudge? Is it C, Juan Gonzalez? Or is it D, Rafael Palmeiro?
I think it's Juan Gonzalez.
It is.
That is correct.
See, these are good questions. These are people that were good at baseball.
That is true. Not the yeah. Okay. Now I would,
Evan Grant had like 16 of his 20 questions were like, these players weren't good at baseball. Who were they?
All right, we don't need to turn this into an anti-Evan Grant thing.
Okay.
Be careful about saying the years out loud because that may or may not be a bonus question. Gentlemen, how many times have the Texas Rangers made the playoffs? How many times?
I'm pretty sure that's licensed music.
Have
you can't
the Texas
that.
Rangers
does the,
made the playoffs?
I know.
Does the,
Mike? Well, is, this I, not, is this not a... Is this not
This is not
choice?
Multiple choice. You
I,
just
I'm,
need to
I
know the answer.
I can only take multiple choice questions.
Oh.
Eight.
I'll go eight.
Okay, you just said that you only take multiple choice. Bassick, for one bonus point, since you answered first, can you name all 8 years? Keep in mind,
wow.
If you get them wrong, you lose a point.
96, 98, 99. 2010, 2011, 2015, 2016. That's easy. Those are the seven where they made the real playoffs. The tough one to me is in 2012 and 2013, one was not a playoff year because they tied to have a play-in game, which they lost. I believe because I think they lost to Tampa Bay in the play-in game and they lost to Baltimore in the wild card game. And now I just have to get the year right. Is it 12 or is it 13? I'm going to go with 2012 is the wild card game. 2013 is the play-in game.
That is correct.
Nice.
Bassett nice. Takes a 4-3.
Flex on him, Mike. I see that knowledge.
Kevin, all the answers he just gave for the bonus question, I give too. Therefore, I also get the bonus.
Hey, I'm giving you credit for answer three, but not for the bonus point. I'm sorry. Question number four.
I didn't even get a chance.
Who holds the club record for most innings pitched in a single game? Is it A?
In a single game?
Nobody
Kevin Brown.
In the last 20 years.
Is it B? Nolan Ryan. Is it C? Charlie Huff. Or is it D? Ferguson Jenkins.
I want to say Fergie. Yeah, I'll say Ferguson Jenkins.
The answer's Fergalicious.
That's where I want to answer, but I might be giving Corey an advantage here. Just to be different, who are my not? It's not Kevin Brown.
Nolan Ryan, Charlie Huff, Ferguson Jenkins.
So it's between Nolan and Charlie Huff. Could Charlie Huff throw a knuckleball forever? Yes. He could.
Yes, he could.
See, this is my favorite part.
Uh-oh.
I'll go with Charlie Huff, knowing that I would go with Ferguson Jenkins, but I'm trying to be different.
That is correct. In 1986 versus the Twins, Charlie Huff threw 13 innings.
I thought I was wrong, too. So I kind of feel like I only get half a point because I would have gone with your answer, Corey.
Ooh, I'm going to take that under advisement. Question number five. How many people are in the Texas Rangers Hall of Fame?
I'm going one.
Is it, if that is not correct.
One.
Is it A, 10 to 14, B, 15 to 19, C, 20 to 24, or D, 25 to 29?
That's a lot of options.
It is the same number of options as every
Corey, I'll go first here. I honestly don't know this answer. I'm going to go with B. I honestly don't know this answer.
What was the first option?
10 to 14.
I'll take A.
Gentlemen, for the first time today, you have let me down. The correct answer is C.
C's always the answer.
Yeah.
God darn it, when I never studied for a test, I just put C.
There are 23 members of the Texas Rangers Hall of Fame, and I checked their official website.
Still?
John Wetland is still listed as in the Rangers Hall of Fame. Question number six, maybe my favorite question. Which of these teams has never been in the same division as the Rangers? Is it A, the Chicago White Sox?
This is going to be easy for me.
B, the Minnesota Twins. C, the Milwaukee Brewers. Or D, the Kansas City Royals?
Go ahead, Corey. I know the answer.
The Royals?
That's wrong. It's the Brewers.
That is correct.
How old are you, Corey?
38.
Okay. Well, we're not that. I'm 42. I remember the two-division situation for the Texas Rangers before they got put into the American League West.
Kevin, we've got a great question on the Fantex, Autoflex Leasing Fantex, 877-881-1053 from the 214. Are there any non-people in the Rangers Hall of Fame?
That's a fair question. I just wanted to clarify so people didn't just think it was players.
Arlington Stadium.
That is a fair question.
Zonk.
Ooh.
But that's a person.
You will enjoy. Good transition. Question 7. In what year did the Texas Rangers move to Arlington from 19... Oh, my goodness.
It had to have been in the 1900s.
Yeah, it was in the 90s.
So.
Woo! That was close. 19
blank, right?
In what year did the Texas Rangers move to Arlington from Washington? And there is a bonus question
72.
Attached to it.
I think it's 71.
Corey Majors, that is correct.
Yeah, they decided in 71. I'm just
but
making
they moved
up crap.
Here in 1972. Corey, would you like to attempt the bonus question?
All 25 guys on the roster.
No, that is not the bonus question. The bonus question is, what was the original name of Arlington Stadium? If you get it right, you get a point. If you guess and get it wrong, you lose a point.
I pass.
Ark Park. No, it was people that played Little League Baseball. Is it Texas State? No, that's the Cowboys.
Are you making an official guess?
No, I honestly don't know.
Okay.
It was a minor league stadium. That's
that is correct. The original name of the park was Turnpike Stadium.
Ah, that's right.
In 1965. Turnpike Stadium. Corey is now.
When was Wet n Wild installed, though?
I don't have that information offhand. I feel like I should. Number 8.
Man, Wet n Wild / whatever, Hurricane.
I never respected Harbor. As Hurricane Harbor.
No, Hurricane Harbor and Six Flags are going to take a major hit. There's no way those places can open, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they were cesspools to begin with.
Right.
That
this
is
Hope Friday,
true.
Dude. What are you doing okay. right now during the Great
Nobody
Rangers
agreed
quiz.
To that. Nobody agreed to Hope Friday.
Props to the 682 for knowing Turnpike Stadium. Bassett leads 6-4, but Corey got the last one. Who holds the team record, question number 8, for most stolen bases in a career? Is it A, Ian Kinsler? Is it B, Elvis Andrus? Is it C, Odubi McDowell? Or is it D, Bump Wills?
Elvis.
I think that's right. That's right. I think he just broke it.
Gentlemen, you are both correct. And he broke it a long time ago.
He broke it a long time ago, guys.
Ian Kinsler is second at 172. Elvis has 302.
Yeah, he just barely broke it this year, last year.
Yeah, with 100-plus stolen bases. Guys, question number 9. This also has a bonus question, so be prepared.
Maybe it was his 300, so he has how many? 302? I must have been like on a Rangers post game when he hit the 300 mark or something, because I remember it being a big deal.
How many times has a Rangers manager been named the AL Manager of the Year? This comes with a bonus question as well.
Two.
Well, I know two for sure. So just because of that, freaking Ron, did Ron, I know Ron, I'm not even thinking of Ron.
We had him on our show.
No, well, as I'm saying, I know that. Like, I know of two 100%. But I'm thinking, I know the bonus will probably be who are the guys. I will go with three, and Corey, you might get this because I know there's two, but I'll go with three and just hope that there was one other guy.
Three is correct.
Oh!
Props to the 817 for getting that before anybody.
Oh, crap.
For a bonus point. Would you like to guess all three? Keep in mind, if you guess and get it wrong, you will lose a point.
Well, I know two of them, but that's why I just threw out the number three.
All right, now I'm going to force you to do this then.
Well, I know it was Buck Showalter and Jeff Bannister, 100%.
I also need the years.
2004?
Yeah!
2004 and 2015?
That is correct.
Because I was on the 4 team, and I was covering the 15 team.
He was on a team that...
That does seem a little bit inherently unfair, does it?
Yeah.
Give me the point now.
I
want the point. I'm protesting this entire
I'll go
thing
with... I'm probably going to be wrong here. I'm going to go with 2010 Ron Washington.
That is incorrect. Your bonus point has taken away. It was Johnny Oates
Johnny
in 1996.
1996, Kevin. So there's my points. Thank you. Mark them down.
Question number 10.
You didn't even give me a chance.
That's... It is 7-5, unless I just give that bonus point to Corey. Then it would be 7-6.
Do you want drama, or do you want...
Man, that's a good point. That is a good point.
He didn't earn that.
Of the Rangers pitchers that have started at least 50 games, who has the lowest all-time ERA for the team? Is it A, Yu Darvish? Is it B, Burt Blyleven? Is it C, Nolan Ryan? Or is it D, Gaylord Perry?
What were the options again?
I was going to guess Ferguson Jenkins if you didn't give us guesses, and he wasn't even one of the four.
It's not him.
Yeah.
Yu Darvish, Burt Blyleven, Nolan Ryan, and Gaylord Perry.
You want to stop typing?
I was typing.
I'm going to, for me, Corey, it's between Yu Darvish and Gaylord Perry, and I could be totally wrong.
Did you say Burt Blyleven?
I did.
Yeah, I will go with Burt Blyleven, though.
Great name.
Okay.
Just because it's a cool name.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with Gaylord Perry.
The correct answer is Burt Blyleven. 54 starts, an ERA of 2.74. Gentlemen, I think you did an excellent job. Corey, you got 6 points. Bassick, with your deducted bonus point, you still got 7 points. Congratulations, yeah! Sir. You have triumphed in the Great Rangers Quiz Part 2. Well done, gentlemen. And well done, Fantexers, man. Some of you guys were dominating this.
Remember, Corey, we only have potentially 6 weeks till baseball starts again.
What are you doing right now?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.